Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchables.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is October 5th, the final day of the MLB regular season. There are no 163-game tiebreakers, nothing. This is it. And we're going to talk about baseball. Thank you all so much this year. Really, this is the first time doing the Plus Pitch Podcast, and I had a ton of fun doing this. Through the entire season, I think close to 150 of these episodes. Absolutely wild. Just as a heads up, I think this offseason, we're going to make some of these public. And there is a chance the next year we're making this a public podcast. We have things that we're offering with PL Plus and everything. But we kind of sat down and thought about it a lot. And concerning how much time and effort on this, the amount of listenership, all that kind of stuff, we're going to likely make it public. I want to thank you all so much. Hopefully this helped you massively through the year. But I didn't want to just surprise you come February, especially those that have been following the entire year. And if this is the major thing, let me know. Please reach out to me via Discord, via Twitter, via email, whatever it is. Let me know your thoughts about that decision. And keep in mind, every decision we make, you know, is about doing more stuff at Pitcher List. You guys know that I don't... I take a salary here at Pitcher List, and everything we raise goes back into the site. So if we were to make a decision like that, it's so that we can open more doors and offer more things to everybody who supports it and just, you know, make Pitcher List the best place that it can be. So anyway, thank you all so much for your support this year. Let's get to it. We have streaming rankings today. I am going to be doing these podcasts through the off season. That's just me ranting. Essentially, I wanted to be able to do that, having the opportunity to have my own solo podcast to just say things that I wanted to do. I'm going to be doing reviews of every single rotation as well on this feed. So definitely tune in for that. But anyway, today's starting pitchers, we got Shohei Ohtani, Corbin Burns, and Framber Valdez. 1-2-3, no Logan Gilbert, replaced by Marco Gonzalez because Gilbert's going to be saved for the wildcard series. Makes all the sense in the world. Probable start tier, you have Domingo Germán, Merrill Kelly, Aaron Civale, Marco Gonzalez, Adrian Sampson, and Clayton Kershaw. I did lower Marco Gonzalez relative to Merrill Kelly and Aaron Civale. I found myself not really digging the recent history of Marco Gonzalez over Kelly and Civale, but still, he should be started. Note, there is no Alex Cobb because he surprised us yesterday, and that's really annoying. I'm so sorry for everyone that had to deal with that. Adrian Sampson, I'm going for 100 streaming victories. I apologize for Dakota Hudson. It was a questionable start, which is at best a coin flip. Sadly, that didn't work. Adrian Sampson, please. I think this is better than a coin flip. Come on. I need the 100th win. I don't want to be at 99 and under 100 for another year. Last year was really brutal where I had like 3 weeks to get like 7 and it was just the worst final 2 weeks ever. I don't want to go 0 for 4 to end the season. That would be so annoying. All right. The questionable start here. Graham Ashcraft and Johan Oviedo are the only questionable ones because there are just so many bad starts on Wednesdays. This is what happens every year. Ashcraft's going against the Cubs, and we can understand that could work out. If he throws 99 with cutters, I mean, okay, you have a chance. And then Johan Oviedo against the Cardinals. We've seen this stuff work out. The Cardinals may be resting some guys. We'll see what happens there. This might be something that is exciting on the final day. Do not start is from 12 to 32. If you're in this situation now, I hope one of the names I just mentioned are guys you can select. But if you're really searching for something at this point, there is a drop-off point around, I'd say, Mitch White. And that's at 19. So the next 7 names I'm going to say are all the ones that I would be considering for 5 innings or more, okay? So Matthew Liberatore goes against the Pirates. There is some ceiling there, 6-7 strikeouts in the last 2 starts and 6 innings constantly in the minors. Nick Pivetta maybe against the Rays. Oh, you guys know I don't like Nick Pivetta. Bailey Falter against the Astros is a chance. The Astros are resting their lineup. Check that lineup. If it's a worse lineup, maybe Bailey Falter is someone that can sneak in there and do well. The Phillies will like to have Billy Falter go so they can rest the relievers as much as they can. They don't expect to be throwing Billy Falter in that divisional series. It's going to be Ranger Suarez is game three, if you can believe it. Glenn Otto maybe has his breakers against the Yankees. Maybe the Yankees take a day off. Aaron Judge had 62. It doesn't matter. Maybe he doesn't get as many at-bats. Tyler Alexander against the Mariners. Same idea. Maybe the Mariners take it easy. Tyler Alexander has actually done kind of well the last three starts. Ken Waldichuk can chuck fastballs. The Angels are going to go full force, but full force Angels isn't very good. Davis Martin had 10 slider whiffs last time against the Twins. I believe he had 8 strikeouts in that, too. There is a ceiling there, okay? Now, Mitch White against the Orioles. I don't expect him to go five. Actually, the Orioles and the Jays have a doubleheader now today. They pushed it back from yesterday. A lot of people are saying, like, just so not worth the time. It makes it really tough for Toronto now with the divisional series. I think it's just all whatever. It doesn't matter. Mitch White and Yusei Kikuchi are the bulk relievers because I think the Blue Jays are just going to kind of chuck pitchers out there. So you might be able to steal a win with one of those two as they might not start either game. We'll see. Spencer Watkins is going against Toronto, and so is Mike Bauman. I don't want to start either one of those. There's a chance that Spencer Watkins just squeezes out 5 innings. I don't believe in that. Josh Fleming against the Red Sox. Now, what are the Rays going to do? It's going to be one of those bullpen games. Fleming is going to start this. I don't think he goes 5. So who is the guy that shows up? Maybe it's Yandy Chirinos, who I actually thought was going to be the guy before they flipped it to Fleming today. Maybe he comes in after the game's innings. That might be someone to steal for a vulture win. Definitely check reliever ranks today, guys. This is a big day to check out that article on the site. Rick Graham and the team there do such great work every single day. This is the day to check it out. Louis Varland also has an opportunity. I remember his debut. We liked him in the debut. Hasn't been good since. The White Sox are like, whatever. Maybe that works. You're going to see Mike Clevinger against the Giants go, Nick, this is it. He's on short rest. He's probably going to go like 3 innings against the Giants. I would rather that he was opened for. Eliezer Hernandez has a shot, I guess, as he comes back, but it's against Atlanta. Atlanta probably is going to rest their starters, but is he going to go 5 innings? Probably not. Jonathan Heasley, he couldn't handle the Tigers, let alone the Guardians. Eric Fede, well, he might be going against a depleted Mets lineup because it does not matter today. It's all locked in. I still don't want to trust the Feds. And as far as Atlanta and the Mets and Colorado and the Giants go, we have no idea who's starting for Atlanta. We have no idea who's starting for the Mets. It would have been Fried and DeGrom. There's no reason to do that. So maybe it's Kyle Muller for Atlanta against Miami. That could be a sneaky one. It's all to be determined at this point. We do not know. For the Mets, I have no idea. You know, it could just be a bullpen game. It could be some rando. It could be Trevor Williams. I don't even know if Trevor Williams is around to do it. Just the whole thing is just, I'm not doing this, right? Colorado had Chad Kuhl going. He's now on the IL as of yesterday because everybody was watching that. So we don't know who's going for Colorado against the Dodgers. Yeah, no thanks. And then the Giants seem like they have a bullpen game. Maybe there's someone in there that you can steal a win from. But again, nothing that you really want to go for. And that's it. That's it. That's the last Plus Pitch podcast of the year. Good luck. Thank you all so much. Really, all the support, everything that you guys have done. A successful pitcherless season despite the lockout. I was terrified. I remember talking to Foolish Baseball, right? Bailey Freeman in this room on March 10th, right before the lockout was lifted. And I just remember feeling so defeated, so terrified of what was ahead because, I mean, this is, you know, we're trying to make this machine work, right? And not only for it to come back then, but then to come back and, you know, have our head above water in some fashion. Not by much, but for us to make it work is a testament to all of you supporting us. So thank you. Thank you so much for letting us do this. I cannot be more excited for 2023. It is the first real season that we'll have had since 2019. Think about that for a second. Imagine what pitcherless was in 2019. We were pitcherless 4.0. two websites behind. No player pages. No Plus Pitch podcast. No, I mean, these daily articles. I didn't have my SB Streamer articles, you know? Such a different environment. We had about 40 staffers or so at that time. We have over 100 now. We didn't have our dedicated WordPress team or database team or Justin Parody said, just come on. I mean, there's so many things that were completely different, doing so many things. The podcast network didn't exist. And yeah, this is a huge, huge season ahead for us. Let's do it. We've got so many good things we're going to do this offseason. Cannot wait to share them with you. So yeah, can't wait. Thank you all so much for being a part of this for the full year. I'll be back soon, probably next week, going over my starting pitching discussion, focusing on non-playoff teams first, because yeah, that's the information that we have. We'll have more information with playoff stuff, right? So all right, so all hail CSW. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.